It's Crop Watch, brought to you by O'Toole Seed, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and by Crary Industries. Our first stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Stephen, Minnesota area, visiting with Brent Halfman. Brent, crop up in this area, what are things looking like?
Well, we've had a lot of moisture the last 2 weeks, so we're wet. We need to get some spraying done. The crop has handled the moisture all right. We just need some heat now to push things along and dry things up again so we can get out in the fields and get some spraying done.
Were you able to get everything in?
We did, yeah. When we finally got rolling, things went okay. With the excess moisture last fall, it was a challenge, but we were able to fight through and get everything in there in about a two-week window. So we were fortunate that way. You know, it was probably actually one of the drier springs we've actually seen in recent times, so that was a blessing. I mean, we got the spring we needed, and we were able to take advantage and get everything in.
So as wet as it's been here last couple of weeks, spring's an issue. Any emergence issues, crusting or anything like that?
No, everything came up nice and is off to a nice start. Everything's looking all right. I think we're a little behind probably from what we're normally seeing this time of year, but now our biggest focus is just getting in and getting some spraying done.
Yeah, weed control's been the issue so far with all the wind and then the rain too.
Yeah, it's wind like that isn't fun to see, especially when the beets are in that vulnerable stage. But we've survived, and hopefully we're out of the woods with the wind now.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in the Carlstead, Minnesota area, visiting with Kurt Ockery. Kurt, plenty of moisture around here again.
We have plenty of moisture. We've had between 8 and 9 inches of rain in the last 2 weeks. And so we have plenty of moisture, absolutely.
How's the crop handling it?
The grain is handling fairly well. The beans have been kind of slow at getting going. We do want some heat, but not until the moisture kind of disappears.
Right, yeah, to get rid of some of that burning effects.
Yes, and we don't want the roots to cook out either. So, things are going to come along. They just are taking a little while. We need to get out spraying, but it just will be hopefully some later this week that's on some tile ground, and after that maybe next week.
Did you get everything in you wanted to get in?
Yes, we did. We were able to seed everything. There's some prevented plant around here, but we were able to get everything in. So we're thankful for that.
How did things come up?
For the most part, they came up pretty well. It was just the beans that have struggled just because the ground was still kind of cool and all the moisture we've had. So otherwise, things have come up pretty good.
Yeah, it's been kind of one of those odd years again.
Absolutely. We've had lots of odd years, but we're kind of getting used to that. And we're just thankful that we did get the crop in and things are green.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in the Houma, Minnesota area, visiting with Chris Folland. Chris, wet here too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all we've been talking about is rain and wet. Last fall, obviously, everyone was very wet. Most of the soybeans and corn came off after November 1st. And then we had a lot of snow this winter, and then especially up in the northern areas here, we actually hooked about a foot and a half of snow at the end of winter that was just real wet. And then spring seeding, you know, everybody was a little bit behind, but we got most everything done. And then it's rained ever since.
Any PP?
So on our farm, just a tiny bit. And that was kind of by design, just the wet part of a field. And overall for the area, most everyone got everything seeded with some pockets of PP. And mostly just because either last year's corn ground that did not dry out or some areas that got some late season flooding last fall. And small pockets.
Everything emerge okay?
Yes and no. So everything got out of the ground just in time to get pounded with rain.
Okay, yeah, so some stand issues then.
Oh, absolutely. Depending on which side of the section your fields are on and different things. Overall everything looks okay yet, but I'd say anywhere from probably 10 to 30% of a lot of fields are pretty much gone. And especially on the west side of a section with overland flooding and very unusual pockets of overland flooding. Obviously by the Red River and as you move east, there's always some areas that get pretty flat and wet. But this year we're seeing in areas near Greenbush just east of us here and up in the Badger area and stuff too. It's not necessarily the traditional flooding areas, just areas where the water came across really fast and people got anywhere from, 5 to 10 inches of rain over a week.
And our next stop on Crop Watch in the Badger, Minnesota area, visiting with Briar Klopp. And Briar with CHS Ag Services, one of the sales agronomists. And Briar, kind of spotty around here, but you, boy, you go west of Badger and everything is wet.
Yeah, she's very, I guess, very wet around our area. I mean, you get north and west of the Greenbush area especially. You got a lot of fields that have been water stressed and just a lot of excess. So we're just hoping that as much as can pulls through.
Seeing some stands thin out then?
Oh, yeah. No, the low-lying areas especially, I mean, they've been sitting in water too long. But I'm just... We'll see what happens this coming weekend. Hopefully we miss the rain, and hopefully we can get back at it and start spraying again.
Are there some areas that are okay?
I think there are areas that I think will be just fine. It's just, but we're definitely got too much water, too much rain this last couple of weeks. But hopefully the water shuts off and we can start putting some fungicide and start spraying some beans.
Most of the crop get put in, or is there some prevent plant too?
You know, very surprisingly, we got more crop in than everybody was expecting. But no, there's a few areas that are a little bit of PP acres, but no, for the most part, I think we got mostly everything in.
Yep. Biggest thing now is to get to dry off so you can carry your sprayer across the field.
Exactly, yes. We got a lot of soybeans to spray, and we're looking at hopefully in the next week or so to start putting fungicide on the wheat, so...
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, O'Toole Seed, and Crary Industries.